Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, and what a wonderful morning from West Yorkshire here in the north of England. Hallelujah. Today I want to express gratitude. I want to express thanks for where I am today. I have so many friends. I get so many emails. I'm close to my family. I'm no longer an addict, no longer an alcoholic. I'm financially solvent. I'm living in a place of peace and security. Oh, thank God. But it wasn't always like this. A few years ago, as I've said, I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I was a criminal. I was a liar. I was a cheat. Hallelujah, but not today. And I had to work on myself. Do you have to work on yourself today? It doesn't matter. In the Bible, it tells us there's no degree of sin. You know, it doesn't mean just because you may have pinched a Mars bar, you're any worse or better than me. But I always hurt inside. When I was taking all these drugs and taking alcohol, I was hurting inside. Do you hurt inside today? I mean, working on yourself is one of the most difficult things that anybody can ever do, because, you know, you can face all sorts of enemies in your life. You can, you know, you can have physical enemies. You can have, you know, financial enemies, so much against you. But when you actually come face to face with yourself, it is the most difficult task of all. And when you have to break through the barriers of denial, the barriers of justification and self-pity. Oh, that's a difficult, difficult one, is self-pity. Why me? Why me? Or justification, do you know, minimization, justification and blame. Good way of remembering it is Mary J. Blythe, MJB. Minimization, justification and blame. The three things that I used to use. I used to minimize what I did wrong. I used to say, yeah, but I had to do, you know, it wasn't that bad, you know, compared to someone else. Or justification. When I say, yes, but I need the money to get drugs, or I need to do this and I need to do it. Or blame. Yeah, well, I blame my father, or I blame this and I blame that. Today, are you Mary J. Blythe? Do you minimize? Do you justify? Do you blame? You see, as I've said before, it's a lot of cosmeticity at work. Do you know, people are so force-fed, such a constant ball of tripe about how they should look and how they should be, that they get quite confused. And it's very confusing to look at yourself with a proper, you know, a real clarification, you know. And I found it very difficult. But as I said, I went through rehab and I began to admit many things about myself that were difficult to admit. But the hardest thing of all, to admit that I was a sinner. That I was a sinner, and that I'd sinned before an all-holy God. And for me, that was a terrible thought, because I realised that then, if I admitted I'm a sinner, then, you know, rightly so, rightly judged by God, who made all things, well, then I had to face the wrath of God when I died. And I realised that I had no justification. My minimisations won't work, and certainly no blame. I was to blame. And then I looked to Christ Jesus. There's a scripture that says, legally, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yes, he legally took my sins. He took the wrath of God on his shoulders. Hallelujah. Took my punishment in order that I may be free. Today, you can have your sins forgiven. You can, as a person rightly judged, you can escape condemnation and damnation, because Christ Jesus has already paid the price. Look to him today. Don't be Mary J. Blythe. No, be like Hallelujah James today. You hear me every day rejoicing. Because if the sun sets you free, you are truly free indeed. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, with the morning glory. Bless you. Hallelujah.